with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The number of U.S. citizens brought to Travis Air Force Base in Northern California because of coronavirus has doubled. Bob Moffitt with CAP Radio in Sacramento reports a plane that touched down was full of people evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan.
A flight that was chartered by the U.S. State Department arrived at Travis Sunday night. 171 people aboard had been on a Diamond Princess cruise ship that had been docked in Yokohama, Japan. A statement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people who had flu-like symptoms or had tested positive for the virus were isolated on the flight and will not stay at the base. The Associated Press says 14 people tested positive. Another plane landed at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Evacuees at both bases will be quarantined for 2 weeks. An evacuation operation in China on February 5th brought 178 people to Travis. None have tested positive. They will remain under quarantine until Wednesday. I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will deliver this year's State of the State on Wednesday. CAP Radio's Scott Rodd reports on why this one stands out.
This year's address is taking place later than any in the last 40 years. Nearly every state of the state since the mid-1970s, from Brown to Wilson to Schwarzenegger to Brown again, occurred in January. Newsom's speech last year was the only other one delivered in February. The governor's office says the late date is intentional. Unlike some of his predecessors, Newsom devotes a substantial amount of time in early January presenting the state budget proposal. Delivering the State of the State in February, his office says, gives some breathing room in between. Last year's speech covered a wide range of issues, including immigration, wildfires, access to clean water, and the state's overburdened education system. The governor's office has not indicated what Newsom plans to discuss in this year's address. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
The California legislature is expected to issue a formal apology this week for the state's history of mistreatment toward Japanese Americans. CAP Radio's Scott Rodd has the story.
Marielle Tsukamoto was 5 years old when her family was sent from Sacramento to an internment camp in Arkansas during World War II.
Because we were of Japanese ancestry, a lot of people blamed us and said that we would not be loyal to the United States. And of course, that certainly wasn't true.
She and her parents were held there for over 2 years. Her grandparents were held for over three. Now the state of California is ready to apologize. A resolution introduced by Assemblymember Al Murasuchi describes a series of harms done to Japanese Americans in the 20th century, including internment and blocking the purchase of land. Tsukamoto says she wishes her parents were alive to witness the apology.
That not only recognizes a wrong that was done to a group of people in the past, it is a lesson for future generations that every American citizen and resident has a right to certain civil liberties.
The resolution has support from Governor Gavin Newsom. Last year, he issued a formal apology for the state's history of violence against Native American populations. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Firefighters managed to contain flames to the garage of a Moreno Valley home early today. The fire was reported at 12:31 a.m. at a home in Moreno Valley, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. Smoke and flames were seen coming from the garage when firefighters arrived, authorities said. Firefighters put the flames out at 12:49 a.m., having prevented the fire from spreading into the house, authorities said. No injuries were reported.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.